Why do I feel like I'm either crushing it or completely burnt out? How am I supposed to balance all the hats I'm wearing in my business without getting completely overwhelmed? Why does it seem like I can't stick to a plan for more than a week before falling off the wagon? How come when I make time to create, I feel so uninspired, but every time I have a pile of admin tasks to do, my focus gets derailed by all the ideas, all the distractions? If you have asked yourself any of these questions, I want to reintroduce you to your menstrual cycle, your untapped internal guidance system for making CEO decisions and taking big, bold, and consistent action in your business. My name is Brianna Villegas, and I'm a certified menstrual cycle coach, and I help entrepreneurs to understand the unique strengths of each phase of their menstrual cycle and to harness those strengths in their business so they can optimize their energy and productivity all month long. So each week, I'll be sharing education and inspiration to help you connect the dots between your unique cycle and the patterns, habits, and systems in your business. So get ready to ditch the pressures of the 24-hour clock and start embracing cyclical. Welcome to my hormone rants. Today is the first episode in a new series that I've been wanting to add to the podcast for a little while now that I'm calling Cycle Syncing in the Wild, where I'm going to be sitting down with other entrepreneurs outside of the menstrual health space who incorporate cycle syncing in some way in their business. And I've been wanting to bring these types of stories to you for a while and really give you an inside look into how different women cycle sync, how they do it based on their season of life, their unique hurdles in their businesses, their business models, and hopefully this will help to close the gap for you in seeing what this could actually look like for you, what's really possible for you and your business. And so today I'm sitting down with Alyssa Wolf, who is a mom of five and a coach to introverted moms, and she talks about how she has started implementing cycle syncing into her business and her journey from skeptic to supporter of this whole idea of working around your cycle. And so I hope you enjoy this conversation, and I will also be sharing ways that you can connect with Alyssa if her specific mission and message resonates with you. Hello, Alyssa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're here. I'd love if you could start by just sharing a little bit kind of about yourself, your business, who you serve, who you are.
Sure. So I'm an introvert, God follower, and perpetual bookworm. I also have five kids. Got 12 years experience balancing multiple kids while still giving myself time to recharge from the to-do list. And that's why my business is about helping introverted moms de-stress their mom life so they can reach super mom status with ease and they don't have to lock themselves in the closet for alone time anymore.
Oh, I love that. I'm the second out of five kids. So I come from a big family and know the chaos. I'm also an introvert. So I definitely like resonate with that need that it hits different when you have the kids and the chaos when you as an individual like need so much quiet.
Yes. Basically, I don't see why introverts never get to have quiet again after kids, and I personally refuse to live that way. So I want every other mom who's in the same boat to feel that relief. I want to get you through the frazzle cycle, because that's the bad kind of cycle, to genuinely loving your mom life for the first time post-kids, probably.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful mission. You've incorporated cycle syncing a little bit into how you run your business, but you've also shared with me that when you first heard about it, you were kind of a skeptic and it took some iterations of hearing about it before, you know, it kind of clicked. So can you tell me a little bit about that process?
Sure. So I heard about cycle syncing in a podcast episode and it sounded kind of interesting, you know, a little scientific yet woman-centered and sort of a new way of arranging your life. But I was skeptical that knowing the scientific name of what phase of my cycle would make much of a difference to me. So it took another couple podcast episodes, totally different people just going, oh yeah, that again. I wonder if they'll say anything else before I began to see, no, this isn't about, are you follicular? Are you ovulation? You know, all this stuff. It was really more about how you feel and what you should do about it.
Yeah, I think that's common, I think, experience. And I've seen with my clients that it's kind of 50-50 sometimes. Some people are like, I want all the science, I want all the information, and that's a helpful tool for them. But there are so many women who are, like you're saying, when it starts to click into, it's like, oh, you're already feeling this way. And it's a method of like how to respond to it. Yeah, that's just like a powerful switch in the perspective.
And realizing there actually was a pattern to what you thought was random.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how much like relief there is in that, like, oh, like I'm not crazy. This is very consistent. I'm just measuring consistency wrong. So once you had that kind of realization, like, okay, this might have hold some water, might be something that's worth looking into. How did you initially start implementing that into your life?
I first started probably the obvious one, giving myself 2 to 3 light days whenever I'm kind of bleeding or a little achy on the period, mm-hmm. saying, okay, I don't know about the rest of the month, but that's rest time. So in the business, that looks like taking any courses, thinking and planning, playing rearrange time on my to-do list for when I will feel more energetic. And I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. The switch was saying it's okay that I'm not knocking out stuff on the to-do list and that's all I can handle. Mm-hmm. So then for me, when I get that spurt of energy or an ovulation, I let myself work overtime if I feel like it, which, you know, ovulation, so I often do. Mm-hmm. Because I also thought, oh, if I set up all these boundaries and really crafted my ideal day, why in the world am I adding extra project time? This is supposed to be relaxing time. And yet I felt so, you know, powerful and mm-hmm. just like, I've got all this go, go, go. And so I was saying, that is okay too. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. So if I really want to knock out a project and work through lunch or put in an hour after the kids go to bed, I will, because I am so much in project mode. But again, only in those few days. And then instead of thinking I'm weird or I'm doing my productivity batching all wrong, I let myself do that and I let myself enjoy that and be like, wow, look at how much I checked off. And then for the rest of the cycle, I just go back to my normal, you know, like knock out 3 things every day self and work the to-do list. And I might rearrange slightly, you know, second half of cycle energy when it's definitely wrap up mode and it's, oh, do this, oh, do this. And it's a little bit scattered, but you're also checking things off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think for so long, women are told like they need to push through things and we get into this pattern of dismissing our bodies. So like we do that reverse, like when we feel like we need rest, we're like, no, we have to keep going. We have to keep going. But then also when we feel super energetic and like we could just work all night if we wanted to, we're like, oh no, well, we have to go to bed at 10 o'clock tonight because that's what you're supposed to do. And just this like constant fighting of that natural rhythm. And when you can kind of get out of your own way and just accept that, like, when you let it happen the way that it feels good to happen, like you're getting the same amount of stuff done. It just felt so much better doing it. Do you find that that's worth it? Obviously, this is what I do. I love it. I think it's worth it in so many aspects. But have you seen a shift in your business and the way you go about work since implementing cycle syncing?
I think I'm still new enough. I'm still getting into that mentality of, yes, it's okay to, you know, go slow and go fast. I have noticed that I'm getting absolutely the same amount of stuff done and sometimes maybe even more mm-hmm. because I'm not worried about where am I going to fit in that course, you know, when I'm in project mode and I'm not worried about, shoot, I didn't get much done today because I know project mode is coming up. I can say that definitely feels better for me. So, you know, it's a little bit tentative, a little bit new, but I definitely like the way it's going.
I love that. And I love your honesty in that too, because that is such a process. And I think also there's some fun in that of exploring and experimenting what works. And that's so cool that you are already noticing some of those, just that relief side of it, and that you don't need anyone else's permission but yours too. And so I love that aspect of like, it gives you that logical reason, right, to give yourself permission to slow down or to push harder and to let it ebb and flow.
Yes, logic and permission at the same time. Of course, I have some bad habits. Like I ask friends when they can come over during ovulation phase, because that's what I think about, which means they're all scheduled to come over when I'm like premenstrual.
And even that awareness of that pattern is always the first step, right? Because then you can like, I keep doing this, and you can start to shift that.
Yes.
Make it work better for you.
Because it's great to know, okay, I'm going to need a quiet week when you realize, ah, period started. But it's better even to go beyond that and not say, oh, shoot, now I have to shift my to-do list and say, no. Next week, I will need a light to-do list, and you can set it up ahead of time. Since I have the tools now to say, back off, give yourself a break. But it's that anticipation side, as you said, of it. It's not taking you by surprise. That's the whole point of the tracking, of the cycle tracking.
Absolutely. And yeah, that expectation you have for yourself, because it always feels so much worse if you're like in the day where you're like, I have to take stuff off my schedule, versus going into the week with this expectation of like, these are the things I get to work on this week because it's, you know, a little bit slower or lighter. So yeah, I think that's so powerful, of like anticipating and setting yourself up for success and setting your expectations appropriately. Is there anything that you would say to someone who's like kind of on the fence, like, it sounds interesting, but maybe it sounds like a lot of work, or it's like, I don't know if it's worth it to shift the way that I'm living my life. Is there anything you would say to someone who's at that point in their journey?
It's definitely worth it. It's not going to take much memorization, and you may be getting the same amount of stuff done, but the ease of going with what your energy feels like instead of constantly fighting yourself, pedal harder up the hill, put on the brakes to go down the hill. It's a lot nicer when you can just zoom down the hill. And that's what cycle syncing will let you do. So learn how to go with your own energy instead of conforming to the society's thing of you should all be even right all the time. And only if you're officially on vacation do you ever take a break and slow down. No.
Just love your perspective on the process and you sharing about where you're at in the journey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want more great episodes like this one, subscribe on iTunes, follow on Spotify, or wherever you listen, and be sure to share with someone who could also benefit from this information. And if you want to learn more about how I can help you stop normalizing your symptoms and start optimizing your experience, head to briannavegas.com or find me on Instagram at briannavegascoaching.